is another hour of American Roots coming up next. You are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXC.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you. Music around the area today. Teddy Arunsky will be at Rendezvous Brewing in Hackensack at 4 o'clock. The Fire in the Village Collective will be at Sampaguita in Aiken. That is at 6 p.m. The Wayne Wren Duo will be at Smoke on the Water in Coleraine, also at 6. Mark Joseph with Debbie Center at the Armory Arts and Events Center in Park Rapids at 7 p.m. And at the same time, Peter Mayer will be at the Headwaters Peace Center in Bemidji. Here's Hour 2 of American Roots on KAXC.
The Historic New Orleans Collection, a free museum in the heart of the French Quarter, presents A Vanishing Bounty, an exhibition on Louisiana's coastal environment and culture. Experience the region's land, air, and water. A Vanishing Bounty tells a story rich in history, nature, culture, and caution. For information, hnoc.org.
This is American Roots with the Stooges Brass Band from New Orleans. The Stooges came of age in the 1990s from high school marching bands and then added R&B, funk, and hip-hop into the sound, taking it to the streets for jazz second-line parades. The Stooges played local clubs, made records, and went global. But how did this brass band sound emerge from traditional jazz and other music in the city since the turn of the century? We'll pick up a sonic tour beginning in 1946 with tailgate trombone player Kid Ory, a Creole French-speaking masonry tradesman. Ory recorded a tribute to the early days of the fabled red light district next to the French Quarter, where so much music emerged. Kid Ory with players Helen Andrews on vocals, Mutt Carey trumpet, Buster Wilson piano, and Barney Bigard clarinet. Kid Ory looks back with wry cinnamon in Clarence and Spencer Williams' song, Farewell to Storyville on American Roots.
All you old-time queens from New Orleans who live in Storyville, now you sang the blues, tried to amuse. Here's how they pay the bills. Now the law stepped in and called it sin just to have a little fun.
Street Parade, the Young Tuxedo Brass Band, Atlantic Records, 1959. One of my favorite all-time LPs, Jazz Begins, takes you deep into New Orleans traditional jazz as we imagine it from many years before. Collective improvisation on the melody in the street, led by John Casimir on clarinet, and featuring Paul Barbaran, who plays snare drum, along with three trumpets, two trombones, alto and tenor saxes, one sousaphone, and a bass drum. That's a big band going down the street. Danny Barker, the late banjo player, singer, and raconteur, led a renaissance of New Orleans jazz when he returned to the city from New York in 1965 with his wife, Blue Lou. Barker became an inspiration to a new generation of younger jazz musicians associated with the Fairview Baptist Church. One of the youthful players was trumpeter Leroy Jones. He later helped create memories of those years. Here to play Saints on American Roots. We'll be right back.
Will as Trombone Shirt. I want to give y'all a big hoot at. Stay tuned for American Roots.
Trombone Shorty, a triple threat on trombone, trumpet, and vocals in his super funk rock sound, 2010, from his composition, Hurricane Season. Before that, New Orleans' highly influential Rebirth Brass Band with Glory Glory and Jesus on the Mainline, 1997, led by brothers Phil Tuba Love Frazier and Keith Shorty Frazier on bass drum. Derek Tabb on percussion and vocals went on to form Roots of Music, a training group for youth after Hurricane Katrina. Both Trombone Shorty and Rebirth Brass Band, all strong influences on the Stooges Brass Band, who we'll hear live in the studio when American Roots returns.
At KAXE, we keep it local.
Then I realized how important my art was to me, how it calms me. It takes all my cares and my woes away.
I'd like to show the community, let the community see that we can do some riskier, surprising things. Like, this is the first time that, as a community theater group, we've really jumped this far outside of the box, right? And I would love for that to be.
I think we're inherently a species that is genetically engineered to take care of each other and to take care of the environment in which we live.
It seems like a lot of people in our region are sharing this concern about potential for emergencies with their animals during after hours.
I'm Jennifer Barr. We need your support to keep it local. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you so much.
This is American Roots live in the studio with a few friends. The Stooges Brass Band from New Orleans started as teenagers in 1996 after bandleader Walter Woody Ramsey heard a performance by Rebirth Brass Band. Walter combined members of two rival high school bands, and they later added hip-hop, funk, and R&B into the sound. The Stooges grew up to play local clubs and jazz second-line parades. They went global in videos with hip-hop producer Manny French. Back home, they won local Red Bull Street Kings competitions twice since 2010. Kicking it off, the Stooges on American Roots.
It's called Wind It Up, like Michael Buck. They have a real simple dance step. Two steps to the front, two steps to the back, and then you wind it up like that.
Come on.
Now, some of y'all may have seen this before, and some of y'all may not. But I'll let you know one thing, y'all.
What? Come on.
You're going to learn today. What up, fellas?
What?
Yeah. Y'all ready to show how we get down? Yeah.
We about to show you how to do it.
Come on.
We about to show you how to do it. We about to show you how to do it.
And if you don't know, you're gonna learn today.
We about to show you how to do it.
First, I want to see if y'all with me. I want y'all to make some noise.
And the crowd will pop. Come on.
Oh, we're going to get straight right into it. Come on, everybody. Come on. It goes one.
Come on.
Two.
Come on.
One. Two. Three. Come on. I'm ready to show you how to wind it up. Party people, get up. Get out your seat. Just follow me. Please don't be weak. You can feel so free.
Or you can feel so free.
It's not complicated.
Calling
it. Don't worry about it. No, we can't be fitted. If I'm good with a pack, I was let me see you wind it up. That's what it's all about.
Right, left, right.
Gotta wind it up.
Wind it up, wind it up.
Go left,
right, left, right.
Gotta wind it up.
Wind it up like
wind it up.
Right, left, right.
Gotta wind it up.
Wind it up,
wind it up.
Go left,
right,
left,
right. Now everybody make some noise.
Go fuck it on the dance floor.
I said,
we gonna
get
on
up.
With our lovely.
I said,
go left, right, left, right.
Then you wind it up,
wind it up,
wind it up.
I say left, right, left, right.
Then you wind it up,
wind it up,
wind it up.
I say left, right, left, right.
Then you wind it up,
wind it up,
wind it up.
I say left, right, left,
right.
Loud it up, ah.
I say clap your hands like this. Everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands like this. Everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands like this. Everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands like this. Everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands like this. Everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands like this.
So, Walter, maybe you can tell us a little bit about how the band gets started when you're really a teenager.
So we started at two rival schools, and we was in those days, we was very popular, those two schools, John F. Kennedy High School and St. Augustine High. And so we picked the best kids from that school, and the ones who went to Kennedy went to Noka. And we still got some St. Augustine people in the band. We try to weave them out, but they're still here. And we don't really, all that purple, right here, Mr. Virgil Tiller. And it, matter of fact, Virgil, when we was in high school, he had his own band that was at St. Olaf called Ace of Spades, and they had some good members, so I decided to take their band members and in their band. True story.
That's not true. That's what happened. I'm older than he is. And when I graduated from St. Augustine High School, I just didn't continue the band. And then he just, you know, this is the fruits of my labor.
So the rivalry like continues is the message.
Yeah,
here.
Okay. We kept that out the book, but it's okay.
So why start a band?
For me, when I was in elementary school, I saw the Rebirth come perform at my school. And I was already playing in a elementary school band, probably like two or three of us, five of us all together in the whole school. And I was amazed by it. Now, I grew up in a culture, and I always see the bands on the street because I'm from the culture. But seeing them on stage performing gave me like, wow, that's what I want to do. So I was set out to start a band from fourth grade. It ain't happened till I was in 11th grade, but, you know.
Did you think you'd still be doing it like you are right now?
Yeah. I feel like I used to tell Ellis, we're going to do this for the rest of our life. And he used to get mad at me. Like, no, the rest of your life. But he's still playing the band today. So it don't matter.
Well, who's here from the original band?
Me.
Walter.
Me. L came in like we call L the day two person. He come from like the second generation Stooges, and then him and Virgil were second generation Stooges. Glenn and Ace, they are third generation Stooges. We call them Street Kings, and then you got Mike and Roland that's here right now. They're like the last generation Stooges, you know. So.
How did you make peace between schools and people from different neighborhoods?
It wasn't always peace. It was war first, you know. And then, you know, eventually we solved those problems. And now it's peaceful. Because if you read our book, there's a time where we couldn't play in a 6-4 and all this type of stuff. And we still do school rivalries. You could see us today. We were right here. With, you know, all of us went to different high schools, so we really rep our high schools in the city.
Yeah.
You know, that's very important. Like most people, if you ask them what school they went to, they're going to tell you what university. But with us, you ask us what school we went to, we're going to tell you one of these high schools in New Orleans. That's important to us.
How about your families? I mean, did everyone support everybody all the time, the idea of playing music for a living or at least just getting out, playing second lines?
No, indeed, no. When we first started, I remember my mama telling me that... those brass band musicians' son played music on the weekend, and they got jobs Monday through Friday. Like, and I remember telling my mom, "I'm gonna change this, and we're gonna have professional brass band musicians." And I was determined to turn it into a business.
How do you get the name Stooges?
They had a guy. He used to be in the band. His name was Brian Curtis. He played the trumpet. He always said we crack jokes and we act like the Three Stooges. So he named us the Stooges. He was like one of the pioneers of starting the band.
Right. And tonight we have 9 Stooges.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a lot of Stooges.
Tonight we got 9.
So right now this is the stage band. A little later on we're going to do the brass band. Why did you turn to having a stage band? What led you to adjust out of the streets and onto the stage?
Back in the days, we did a gig. Tad Benoit, guitar player, famous out the Bayou. And he hired Big Sam Funky Nation to go down with a 5-piece band. And he hired the Stooges. And so after Big Sam finished playing, I think back then he gave them like anywhere between $800 and $1,000. And then when it came down to us getting paid, he gave me $520. And I was like, why my money is different from their money? And he was like, well, they're a band. I was like, what are we? He was like, you're a brass band. Y'all not musicians like that. They're a band. I was like, they started with me. I know these dudes. I hired them. The very next day, I went reincorporate the band and put Stooges Music Group. And it was like, we're going to develop a stage band, a tour, because you can tour with less band members than taking everybody on the road. We do travel a lot, and we blessed to be musicians that can do that, you know.
Yeah. So as far as the brass band sound, you talked about, people in the, in a nightclub originally maybe looking down on that, but you still do play some second lines.
Yeah, we didn't let that stop us.
No.
No second lines no more. We're too old for that.
Okay. Yeah, but you're still playing the brass band.
We still do.
Wherever it may take you.
We do small parades.
Very small.
4-hour second lines? No.
So, but when you did play second lines, one of the things you all did over the years, it seems to me, is you had the bravery to go into the neighborhood you are not all from.
What we did, we was persistent, and we was somewhat arrogant, too. we let them know we here, we going to be here. And believe it or not, years later, many, many, many years later, they like brothers to us now. Because they know that we went through that struggle. We went through, telling us we not from the Sixth Ward, telling us we didn't know this music, telling us we couldn't do it and all, and what, 25, 26, 27 years later, we still doing it. So,
yeah,
it didn't stop us at all. We just, we adjusted and adapted.
I'm looking at a song called Where You From.
Oh, whoa.
And it seems like that was a song that was, you were able to get everybody together around the band with the words.
Yeah.
You get, could be 9th Ward, could be 10th Ward, 7th, 6th.
Yeah.
So we okay to do the song that gets you diplomacy across town?
Yeah. It's called Where You From. Come on. Where you from?
where you from, where you from, where you from? Is it uptown or downtown? Where you from, where you from, where you from?
Where you from,
where you from, where you from?
Where you from,
where you from, where you from?
Where you from,
where you from,
where you from? Is it uptown?
Stooges Brass Band, live from Artisan Productions in the Ninth Ward, letting us know where they're from. Most of the Stooges are from downtown New Orleans, but they used to play that one even when they were uptown to shake things up. We'll be back with more Stooges music, philosophy, and a drum major showdown when American Roots returns.
You are tuned in to 91.7 KAXC. I'm Malachi Coons, and this is American Roots.
We received support from First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together. Member FDIC. Bemidji Contra Dance hosts a community dance today at 6:30 at Rail River Folk School. All dances will be taught by the caller, and there will be live music from 4 Mile Portage. The Buck Lake Improvement Club hosts their monthly breakfast buffet tomorrow from 9 until noon at their community center located 12 miles north of Nashwauk on Highway 65. And firearm deer season here in Minnesota is now open. The DNR reminds hunters that they are required to register deer within 48 hours of harvest. Certain permit areas also require chronic wasting disease testing. You can find out more at the DNR's website. And don't forget to wear Blaze Orange whenever you're in the woods during hunting season, whether you are hunting or not. Let's take you back to American Roots here on KAXE KBXE.
This is American Roots Live from New Orleans with the Stooges Brass Band. Let's go to the studio.
You have lost some people.
Yes, we have.
To terrible actions by the police. You've lost people to violence, drugs. I mean,
everything.
Yeah.
Everything. The story of New Orleans.
Mm.
So, but we made it through it, you know. And what we don't do is harp on the bad side. What we do is we uplift each other and keep each other going.
Yeah. And this is a tune for a lost family member. Yeah.
Wrote this song for Joseph Williams. He was a trombone player that started out with us, my cousin, and he was killed by the police in the Tremaine neighborhood. He shot him 17 times, and they told us they owe us no explanations. So we wrote this song dedicated to him. And we would like the police to stop killing black people, period. So why they had to kill him?
Who cares who cries? No justice in the system.
Come on.
It didn't bother them. Let them kill the young musician and protect the serve.
Not for people like us.
We get a rental plan key, try to make a comfortable. They use us for all their political things. And when they win the election,
they change the game.
For them gigs that we used to play. They give us summons.
I try to take our music away.
I say thank you for destroying us and killing our food.
Brass band scene did and still does for the city to have second lines and jazz funerals, everything that goes with brass band music.
I think what's more important for us when we were growing up is that the springboard for brass band was marching band. And so
from a school.
From a school. So a marching band in the school. So what was important for us was that we had an outlet to go to. When I didn't have band practice, I didn't know what to do. And then our band directors were like our second fathers, or our fathers, period. So they kept us in line. They also kept us with our pockets lined because they gave us gigs as well. It just kept me away from a lot of things that I could have been caught up with and kept us like kind of out of trouble.
That's Virgil Tiller, who's saying how he stayed out of trouble.
And when we were growing up, if you weren't in the band or played athletics, you pretty much didn't know who you were. So marching band and music in New Orleans is like, you're like, you're as famous as the athlete, as the known athlete in the city.
Yeah.
And if you was a drum major like I was.
hey,
world famous.
Name
March 100 Purple Nights, St. Augustine High School.
That's where we going? Hold on. All right. Alfred was a drum major too.
I was a drum major at the
Ace was famous. A drum major too.
And it's not tonight's playing trombone.
We're going to get back on that drum major stuff in a second.
Wouldn't mind losing that.
What brass bands did for our culture. Back in the days when black people couldn't afford insurance and different things like that, they would get a brass band to parade in different neighborhoods. That's where our culture come from. It was a way of us coming together and parading down the street and making sure our community was our community. Now, we have Associates and Pleasure Club that's is every community in New Orleans, and they parade on Sundays to represent what they did back in the days. But we about to settle this drum major stuff. This doesn't got nothing to do with you or the people out there, and we about to get this on right now.
Give me the marching band beat. It's on.
All right, we about to play this song right now.
Yeah, y'all pay attention.
They don't really want to do it, y'all. They really don't want to do this song.
Come on. Just right there. That's right there. You got to
back up.
We used to do this in the streets of New Orleans, y'all.
And they used to think we was crazy.
They saying, oh, marching like this. See, I'm different.
We come from the streets, see, but we come from marching bands too, y'all.
This is public school. This is private school. This is what we do.
Hey, I know I'm talking. I don't hear what you're saying over there.
I'm trying to.
We bought time in the public school.
I'm trying to let the crowd know the difference between the two.
Y'all watch the band. Pay attention to the band. Come on. Song right there, my back still hurts.
Man. Yeah. So before we go, anybody on this one, we're in tough times. Tough times in America. New Orleans has had its troubles. We have so much great culture, so many great people. What's your hope for the future with music and just the life?
I would like to see this music that we play, this brass band music, this culture that we have represented a little better by the city of New Orleans, which they do, but I would like to see our radio stations, our local radio stations, more than just OZ playing our music. You know, we can just support us a little better. We get support all over the world. People all over the world know us, but it seems like our music is not in line with what they're looking for, what they want. So what I would like to see is maybe once, twice, three times a day, our popular stations in New Orleans to play our music. You know, we got Grammy nominated, we got Grammy Award winning, we got all types of music down there that should be played on our radio stations.
Right.
Period. Instead of doing it just Mardi Gras time, it should be played all through the city. When you come down here and you're touring from all over the place, you should be able to turn on the radio and hear the Rebirth Brass Band, hear the Hot 8 Brass Band, hear the Stooges Brass Band, hear the Soul Rebels Brass Band, because it gives us that encouragement to record. Because if we're recording and nobody's playing our music, what we're recording for?
Yeah. Well, we'll do our part on American Roots, get you around the country, and also here on WWNO. It's been great to have you, Stooges. I want to give everyone a shout-out. Virgil Taylor, saxophone. You can applaud. Roland Rolo Taylor, drums. Mike Jones, keys. Alfred, Uncle Al. Grow, Gerald Ford, bass drum. Antoine Ace Coleman, snare. And Glenn Preston on trumpet. And let's not forget Walter Ramsey. Man. A trumpet, band leader. Oh, and tuba, of course. So thank you, Stooges.
The Stooges, closing it out with their song, Muses. I wanted to footnote that the Stooges became the first brass band in New Orleans to collectively author a book, Can't Be Faded, 20 Years in the New Orleans Brass Band Game, with Kyle DeCoste, published in 2020. American Roots is produced in collaboration with Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. Special thanks this week to Supervisory Ranger Matt Hampson and Ranger Hunter Miles Davis of the New Orleans Jazz National Historical Park, Keenan McRae of Artisound Productions, the Roots of Music Studio Program, and Jason Ryan leading the Elephant Quilt Productions team. Our American Roots crew includes Maureen Lochran, Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, the late Ken Mills, Gavin Hannenberg, and Rachel Archer. American Roots is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts and Jim Harden Chicago. Thanks also to Offbeat, America's Roots Music Magazine, at offbeat.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, AmericanRoutes.org. That's where a quarter century of our programs and interviews stream. You can also support the program there, and I'd appreciate it. Stay well. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio HD.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all make some noise for our drummers. Mr. Antoine Coleman on percussion and Mr. Rolo Polo on the drums.
Drummer!